弟兄姐妹大家好。
Brothers and sisters, good morning to you all.
祝大家复活节快乐。
May you have a happy Easter Sunday.
我们星期五有一个很好的受难节的聚会。
This past Friday, we have a very good Good Friday service.
那么今天是复活节。
And today is a Resurrection Sunday.
我们再一次去祭局来庆祝主耶稣基督的复活。
And once again, we gather together to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督复活是我们基督信仰的根本。
The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ is a basic of our Christian belief.
也是我们的活泼的盼望。
It's also a lively hope.
因为离开了复活，我们所信的一切就没有了根基。
Because apart from the resurrection, there's no foundation of our belief.
但是有的时候，我们当跟别人谈起复活的时候
，But when sometimes we talk to people about Jesus' resurrection,
很难让人相信说。这怎么可能发生的事情
？Many people cannot believe that this thing actually happened.
所以我们很难相信这样的事情确实的发生过。
So it is hard to believe that something like this actually happened.
我们很多的时候喜欢过圣诞节。
Many times we like to spend time during Christmas.
因为圣诞节是个欢喜快乐的时候。
Because it's a very festive holiday.
我们大家彼此赠送礼物。
And we give gifts to one another.
那么是一个。喜庆的节日
It's a time of a festivity.
但是到了复活节的时候我们发现哎呀又有死啊又有活的哈
But when it comes to Easter or Resurrection Sunday you know there's death and there's life
好像我们也很难跟别人讲说你来教会
So it's as if it's very hard to invite people to come to church
那么在西方这个教会呢我们现在觉得这个圣诞节啊世俗化已经很严重了。
In the Western world, we have become to believe that Christmas has become secularized.
那么复活节的话呢，好像渐渐的被人家忘记了。
And then Easter has begun to be forgotten.
所以这复活节啊，大概现在就有一种叫二等节日的感觉，是不是
？So Easter Sunday is considered a second-class holiday.
但是世界。这个社会可能会忘记，但是我们教会不能忘记这个节日。
Even though the society may forget this holiday, the church can never forget.
因为主耶稣基督已经复活。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ has risen.
这是上帝行的最大的一个神迹。
And this is the greatest miracle that God has ever performed.
这个事情是确实在历史上发生过的。
And this actually happened in history.
但是有的时候，很多人会跟我们讲。
But many times people would say to you,
哎呀，我很喜欢教会。
I like the church a lot.
教会的人都很有爱。
And the people at the church are very friendly.
我也挺喜欢圣经。
And I also like the Bible.
圣经教导人行善。
The Bible teaches you to do good.
但是呢，圣经里这个，什么童女怀孕呐、啊、死人复活，这个就很难接受。
But it's hard to believe the virgin birth and then the dead people arise.
所以有一次我跟一个人讲，他说。你如果把那些神话都拿下去，我就相信这个圣经了。
And he said, if you take out all of this myth in the Bible, then I will believe in the Bible.
我说你要把这神话都拿过去，我就不相信这本圣经了。
But I would say, if you take all the myth away from the Bible, then I cannot believe in the Bible.
因为这个是我们信仰的根基。
Because these are the foundations of our faith.
所以今天我们大概从七个证据，我们来看看。主耶稣复活的事实。
So today we're going to look at the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from seven proofs.
那么，同时我们也从五个方面有看看怀疑的这个复活的事实，我们看看他们的证据在哪里。
And we're also going to look at the doubts people have from five different aspects.
所以我们一起来思想。
So、let's think about this together.
所以第一个证据。
The first evidence
就是空坟墓的证据
is the empty tomb.
这里有一个人，那么这个人如果去世的话，那么我们讲活要见人，死要怎么样？要见尸。
So there is a tomb, and we said that if someone's dead, we have to see the corpse, the dead body. If someone's alive, we have to see the person.
Yeah. 所以这个在美国也是很正常的。一个人是活着的，我们要知道这个人是活着；一个人要死了，我们要确定他有死亡的证明。
So it's the same in the United States. If someone's alive, you have to see this person living. But someone is dead, you have to see this dead body.
那么主耶稣确有其人，而且他的事情呢，不但在福音书有记载。
There was actually a person called Jesus, and his story was recorded in the Bible, in the Gospels.
而且呢，在罗马的一个历史学家都曾经记载下来这样的事实。
And also a Roman historian recorded this as a fact.
你要知道，罗马帝国非常强大，巴勒斯坦这个地方只是一个小地方。
You know, the Roman Empire was so huge that Palestine was a very small area.
所以耶稣所做的这个事情，大部分都是在一个小地方发生的事情。
And the things that happened to Jesus around in the small locals.
所以远在罗马帝国中心的罗马的人根本不会知道。
So people away from Palestine living in the Roman Empire would hardly know about the things happened in Palestine.
大家想一想，为什么一个犹太人的史学家叫约瑟夫，他把这个事情写在史书上？
So let's think about why historian Josephus would write down this story about Jesus.
因为这个事情闹得太大了。
Because this is such a huge event.
很多人都知道。
Many people heard.
于是他就记载说，有一个人叫耶稣的，他是自称是弥赛亚。
So Josephus wrote about there's such a person called Jesus. He called himself the Messiah.
然后他被钉了十字架之后，他的门徒宣称他已经复活了。
And after he was crucified, his disciples proclaimed that he has risen from the dead.
所以确有其人，确有其事，确实死亡。他也确实埋葬。
So actually, there was a person, and there was this event, and he was buried, and he rose again.
所以在哥林多前书第三章到第五章这样讲。
So in First Corinthians chapter 3 to chapter 5, it says this.
我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了。
So the things I preach to you first is that Jesus, according to the Scripture, he was buried and he was.He died and he was buried.
而且埋葬了。
And he was buried.
又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
And according to scriptures, that he rose again from the dead in 3 days.
所以这样的问题就是，如果这个人已经死了，被埋葬，尸体不见了，下面的问题就是，这个人去哪里了？
So if someone was buried and then his body disappeared, where could he go?
这些不相信耶稣复活的人，于是就提出各种各样的理论来哈。
So those people who don't believe in the resurrection bring out different theories.
所以第一个理论就是说被盗说。
So the first theory was that his body was stolen.
所以这个尸体啊，肯定是被人偷走了。
So the body might have been stolen by somebody.
那么被谁偷走了呢
？So who would steal his body?
有可能是被罗马人偷走了。
It's possibly by the Romans.
或者是犹太人偷走了。
Or by the Jews.
其实仔细一想一想，这个是有一些疑问的。
So actually, after a deep thought, deep thinking, you know, these kind of theories have some questions.
第一个，罗马人我们知道钉耶稣十字架的时候，他们并不想。钉耶稣十字架的。
You know the Romans when Jesus was crucified, they did not intend to crucify Jesus.
是那些犹太人的领袖一直的要求要钉他十字架。
It was under the demand of the Jewish leaders to crucify him.
所以那个总督没有办法，那就钉就钉吧，哈。
So the governor,
他也不想惹出乱子。
So the governor had no choice but to crucify Jesus.
所以这没有理由，他把他钉出去，再把他尸体偷出来的。
So there's no reason for the Romans to crucify him and then to steal his body.
因为他们是目的就是不想犹太人当中生乱哈。
That their only purpose was not create a riot among the Jews.
那么有没有可能是犹太的那些领袖去把耶稣的尸体偷走呢
？But could it be possible that the Jewish leaders would steal the body of Jesus?
其实啊，你要是偷尸体的话。实际上盗墓啊就是一般都是两个目的哈。
Actually, if you want to steal somebody from the tomb, there are two reasons people go dig up the tomb.
所以你必须得有一个动机。
So you must have a motive.
而且动机还非常强。
A strong motive.
因为其实不管在世界任何一个文化盗墓啊都不是一个好的事情哈。
In any culture, to dig into someone's tomb is not a good thing.
这个是道德上的一个严重的问题所以如果你没有一个很强的动机，你不会去盗墓的哈。
It will carry a very serious moral issue. So if you have a strong motive, you would not go dig up a tomb.
所以我们这个世界上盗墓的人，一般都是第一个是为了财宝。
So most people who go to dig up someone's tomb is to search for treasure.
你说这些有钱人呢，他们死了之后还要把这个钱，他要放在棺材里面，还要带走。
Some wealthy people, you know, when they pass away, they would put some money in their casket.
所以。 是偷这个财宝是一个可能性。
So to steal away the wealth is one of the reasons people go dig up a tomb.
另外一个原因盗墓呢，就是为了报复啊。
Another reason is for revenge.
对，那么我们知道，大家谁都知道，当时耶稣死了之后，那个墓地是别人的，他什么都没有，那墓地肯定是空的。
But everybody knows that the tomb where Jesus was buried was empty because Jesus had no wealth.
他没有什么值钱的东西，不会有人去因为财宝去盗墓。
There's no worthwhile things for someone to go steal it.
那么，有没有可能是犹太人的领袖恨耶稣，恨得咬牙切齿，说他死了之后，我把他的尸体偷走呢？
Now, could it be possible that Jewish leaders hated Jesus, that they would steal his body from the tomb?
大概也不太可能，因为他已经死了，这个祸患怎么样？已经除了，他对他已经没有威胁了，对不对
？It's probably not so because after Jesus passed away, the threat is gone, so there's no reason.
为什么要恨耶稣？把耶稣呢？就是因为耶稣威胁到他们的利益嘛。
Because Jesus was threatening their prophets.
他没有必要做这样的事情。
So the Jewish leader had no reason to dig up the tomb.
就算他们真的如果做了这样的事情，
even if they stole Jesus' body.
那么当这些门徒宣称说，哦，主耶稣已经复活的时候，他们完全可以怎么样，把这个尸体拿出来看。
But when the disciple proclaimed that Jesus has risen from the dead, then the leaders could bring out the body and say, here is a proof that he didn't rise from the dead.
如果真是偷走的话，这尸体拿出来这个怎么样？这个谎话马上就破了，根本不会有人相信的。
So if they brought out the dead body, you know, the lie would be dispelled. Nobody would believe.
所以这种被盗说啊，听起来好像有可能，但是我们仔细想一想，是不大现实的。
So the tomb, the body was stolen, sounds like a good theory, but when you think it more, it's impossible.
那么第二种说法是什么？
The second evidence or second theory,
跟第一种有点类似。
It's similar to the first one.
因为它是欺骗说，我们叫。
So it's by deception.
因为说这个被盗耶稣这个尸体的是耶稣的门徒。
They say that Jesus' disciples stole Jesus' body.
然后呢，这些门徒就去说，哎呀，他们的主复活了，于是编造了一个谎话来。
So the disciples made up a story saying that their Lord has risen.
哎。这种说法是很有一定蛊惑力的。
And this theory is provocative.
甚至圣经里记载，那么当时的罗马人都是这样贿赂这些士兵，这样说，这个犹太的领袖贿赂这些士兵哈，罗马的士兵这样说的。
And some people would even say that Jewish leaders bribed the Roman soldiers to say something like this, that the disciples were making up a lie.
那这个有没有可能呢？
Could this be possible?
其实我们看啊，来仔细再思想，有几个原因，我们就看看。第一个原因哈，
There are several reasons we can think about this.
第一个原因就是罗马的士兵啊是训练有素的。
First of all, the Roman soldiers were very well trained.
他们是当时世界上最强的军队。
They were the strongest army of the world at that time.
所以他们可以征服整个世界的哈。
They can conquer the whole world.
所以他们不会轻易的玩忽职守，或看着什么就睡倒了，或者怎么样。
So they would not ignore their duties.
所以当比拉多去派守这些士兵看守那个坟墓的时候，
When Pilate sent the soldiers to guard the tomb,
那么有多大的可能他们会在神不知鬼不觉的情况下能够门徒把这尸体偷走？
Could it be possible that the disciples could steal away the body under the watchful eyes of the Roman soldiers?
这是第一个疑问哈。
This is our first question.
那第二个问题哈。
And the second problem.
这个门徒啊，不具备这样的勇气跟能力。
The disciples did not possess such courage and ability.
我们知道耶稣被捕的时候，他跟他的门徒是在克西马尼园里面。
We know when Jesus was arrested, he and his disciples were in the Garden of Gethsemane.
当这个耶稣被抓走的时候
，And when Jesus was arrested,
所有的门徒怎么样？全部跑光了。
All the disciples fled away.
所以当耶稣在十字架上受死的时候，
when Jesus died on the cross,
那十字架下面只有耶稣一个门徒，我们提到哈。
There was only one disciple mentioned near the cross.
还提到有一些妇女哈，包括耶稣的母亲。
And there were some women and Jesus' mother mentioned.
这个耶稣的门徒呢，就是使徒约翰。
And this disciple was John's apostle John.
Yeah. 所以其他的人呢，出了这种事情怎么样？唯恐受到牵连， 全都不跑掉。
So all of these other disciples were afraid to be implicated, so they ran away.
所以我们看到说，他们每个人都躲起来，唯恐怎么样，自己受到牵连。
So they all hid away to not be implicated.
所以很难说他们会有这样的勇气来做这样的事情。
So it's very hard to say that they have such courage and the ability to steal away the body.
而且呢，如果这些门徒是真的编造这样一个谎言的话。
So if the disciples truly made up this lie,
我们也很难相信啊，他们最后你知道这些门徒都是为教会殉道的哈。
It's hard to believe that they would martyr for the church or for the gospel.
哎，你说这个殉道牺牲，你说有啊，这个共产党人还为自己的理想牺牲了，不是吗？
Well, to be martyred or to die for your belief.It's possible even the communists die for their belief.
这个可以这样想，你要知道共产党人他牺牲的时候，他至少相信他的理想是怎么样可以实现的。
Now the communists, some people would die for their belief because they believe their belief can be actualized.
至少当时他认为他的是真实的。
At least at that moment when he believed that it was real.
但是有多少人在世界上乐意为一个谎言，他明明知道是谎言，乐意为他付出自己所有，包括自己生命的。
But how many people would die for a lie that they believe to be a lie?
我们知道美国以前有个总统叫尼克松的哈。
We know there was an American president called named Nixon.
当那个水门事件发生的时候哈。
When Watergate broke.
第一开始呢，他不觉得这是个大事情。
First off, he didn't think that it was something that matters.
后来他认识到问题严重了。
But then he realized how serious it was.
哎，事情越闹越大。
And it became bigger and bigger issue.
于是他赶快把所有的亲信。都叫到他的办公室里面。
And he called all his close colleagues to his office.
然后跟他们所有人说，我们怎么对付这个事情。
And he told everyone how to deal with this scandal.
首先我们要统一口径。
First of all, we have to say the same thing.
什么东西可以说，什么东西不可以说。
What can you say and what you cannot say?
我们到底应该怎么样说。
And how should we say it?
所以他们都商量好了。
So they all discussed and made an agreement.
但是没想到过不多久
But not so long later,
这个事情的调查越来越深入的时候
As the investigation went deeper,
他的亲信一个一个的都被叛逃了
So his close colleagues gradually ran away from what they agreed.
为什么
Why?
大家看到这个问题的严重了
Because they all saw how serious this has become.
如果我们继续说这个谎言的话
If we continue with our lie,
那付出那个代价，我可不想为这个谎言付出代价。
I don't want to pay a price for such a lie.
弟兄姐妹，有多少人乐意为一个谎言付出自己生命
？How many people would pay their life because of a lie?
初期教会耶稣的这些门徒，啊，很多人都是惨烈的殉道。
But we know that in early church, many of the Christians were martyred for their faith.
所以为什么
？Why?
如果没有真正的亲自的见证主耶稣的复活，他们没有这样的能力的。
Without personally witness the resurrection of Jesus Christ, they would not have such confidence and such power.
所以我们现在看到两种假设了哈。
So we saw two theories already.
那么还有第三种假设。
And the third theory.
第三种假设叫昏厥说。
Is that Jesus fainted?
说是耶稣啊在十字架上没死，他昏过去了。
They say that Jesus didn't actually die, but fainted.
然后呢，在坟墓里他就醒过来了。
And then he woke up.
醒过来之后，他就逃跑了。
And when he woke up, he ran away.
所以尸体就没了。
So his dead body, his corpse left.
你要想相信这种说法的话，我觉得比你相信主耶稣复活的那个信心还要更大。
I think it takes a greater faith to believe in this theory than believing in the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
因为这种说法是有人提出来过的哈。
But some people did mention this type of theory.
但是后来不是支持基督教人，是反对基督教人说，哎，不要提这，你这个方法这个不太现实的哈。
But later, it's not those people who support Christianity, but people who were against Christianity say, oh, never mention about this theory.
因为我们知道，耶稣被钉十字架之前，他已经被折腾了一夜哈。
We know because before Jesus was crucified, he was tortured overnight.
然后他身体就受了很重的伤哈。
And his body was heavily bruised and attacked.
然后在被钉在十字架，他的身体已经受到严重的损坏哈。
So when he was hung on the cross, his body was totally broken.
所以他死了之后，从十字架上把他拿下来，罗马人钉十字架，他是有个很严格的程序的。
And then after he died, they took him down from the cross. Now the Romans have a very serious procedure about the crucifixion.
所以呢，不但罗马士兵摆布上，他们要检查说这个人确实死了才可以。
Not only the Roman soldiers, but the centurions have to examine the body to certify that it's dead.
而且我们当时知道，负责去把耶稣埋葬的是他们罗马人，要把这个尸体交给这个约瑟，对不对
？So the Roman soldiers have to deliver the body to Joseph.
因为约瑟去求这个尸体。
Because Joseph went to beg for Jesus' body.
他拿来之后跟所有的亲人要一起确定怎么样，耶稣是死亡了，他们还会把他处理尸体的。
And when he took the body with Jesus' friends and relatives, they have to examine the body and to embalm the body.
而且我们知道那个时候他们不是放在棺木里，像我们现在放在棺木里就完了。
And you know, back then they did not put a dead body in a casket like we do today.
他们要处理尸体。
They have to take care of the dead body.
就什么让尸体上裹布哈。
They wrap it around with a piece of white cloth.
他要裹一层，然后抹上香料。
So after one layer, they have to put a spice on.
然后再裹一层，再抹上香料。
And they do another layer of wrapping, and then they put more spice on.
所以整个人要裹得严严实实的。我们看过木乃伊那个样子吗？跟那样子差不多。
So her whole body has to be wrapped around very, very tightly. If you've seen the mummies, you know how it was like.
所以这个香料啊，大概差不多就有100多斤重哈。
And then with the spices, it weighed over 100 kilos.
所以呢，这样的话，我们可以想想，就算这个人突然间他醒了，在这个坟墓里面。
So if somebody who fainted and suddenly woke up from the dead,
他要有这个体力把这些东西全部，没有人帮他，他要自己把这些全都弄掉。
He has to have the energy to unwrap all the wrappings.
然后我们知道那个坟墓呢，那个墓口啊是有个大石头挡住的。
And we know there was a big stone.
那个要十几个人才可以推得开的。
It takes about 10 people to move the stone.
所以我们很难想象一个身负重伤、折腾了这么久的人，他会有这个能力能够从那里逃出去。
So it's very hard to believe that someone who was so weak and yet has such a power to move out from the tomb.
所以，空坟墓的见证。
So this is the testimony of the empty tomb.
所以这是一个物证。
So this is a material evidence.
Yeah, 前几年的话，在一个地方啊，有一些拜佛的人哈。
A few years ago, there were some people who worship Buddha.
那么他们突然间发现了一个舍利哈。
And they found the 舍利。
Yeah, 这是佛祖的舍利哈。
They found the white stones. They call it.Of
yeah.
the Buddha.
Yeah. 然后呢，哎呦，这个地方所有的佛教徒都兴奋起来了哈。
So all the Buddhists in that area got very excited.
然后怎么样？全部的游行啊、拜啊，搞得很热闹哈。
So they took a tour and then they worshipped the tiny stones they found.
因为一个舍利对他们来说非常的重要，是一个对他们来说是一个很可以给他们带来祝福的事情。
Because in the Buddhist tradition, someone after they were cremated, the leftover calcium deposit, they call it this 舍利, is a very, very important thing in their faith.
所以当时正好有宣教士在那个地方看到他们这样的举动哈。
So some was a missionary there. He saw what they were doing.
哇，他说这佛教徒看见了舍利，真是这样的虔诚哈。
So he saw how pious these Buddhists were toward.
但是我们基督徒如果发现了耶稣的一块骨头的话，我们马上就崩溃了，是不是
？But would Christians collapse if they saw the bones of Jesus?
Yeah, 我们不可能的。这个尸体已经没了，这个人不在。
It's impossible, huh? Because Jesus' body is no longer there.
因为他已经复活了。
Because he has risen.
所以这是一个物证哈。
So this is a material evidence.
所以我们再来看人证哈。
Now let's see the personal eyewitness.
所以首先是妇女的见证。
First of all, the witness from women.
所以圣经里记载第一个看到空坟墓和知道耶稣复活的是谁呢？
The Bible records a woman who first saw Jesus and the empty tomb.
是一些妇女。
They were some women.
不是一个。
It was not only one.
可能是两三个，或者是更多。
Maybe two or three, or even more.
他们在星期天一大早，他们就说，因为耶稣的尸体是匆匆忙忙的被放进去，他们说他们要重新的再去。带了香料要再去处理他的尸体。
So one early Sunday morning, because Jesus' body was hurriedly, hastily wrapped and put in the tomb, so they brought more spices to come and want to visit the tomb.
因为星期五是耶稣的受难，那么犹太人呢，他的一天的开始啊，是从太阳怎么样下山之后算起的。
Now Jesus was crucified on Friday, and then according to the Jewish way of looking at days, the morning starts at evening.
所以呢，他们一定要在安息日之前怎么样把这个事情做了。
So they want to get this job done before the Sabbath.
所以星期六是安息日。
And Saturday was their Sabbath.
他们不能做任何事情。
They didn't do anything.
所以星期天一早，这些妇女要去看啊耶稣的尸体。
So early Sunday morning, they want to go and visit Jesus' body.
这个为什么说这些妇女的见证是最有力的见证
？Why do we say that the testimony from these women are so powerful?
因为按照当时罗马的法律 来规定哈
Because according to the Romans law back then
妇女是不能够出庭作证的
Women are not allowed to testify in court
对不起所有的姐妹们不是对你们有什么意见哈
It's not about you know, degrading all the women here
那个时代呢妇女的地位不是那么高的哈
Because back then women have no social status
所以呢就是其实在美国也是一样妇女可以投票只不过才是一百年前的事情、啊、
Actually, this is about the same in the States because women were not allowed to vote until about 100 years ago
所以当你说你有个复活的事情别人已经有怀疑了你再说复活的见证人首先是谁妇女啊，这个很难有人相信的、啊
because first of all you know, if you say somebody has risen from the dead it's hard to believe and then you say these testimonies from the women
那么为什么当初还有这么多人相信这样的神话呢
So why would so many people still believe such a myth back then?
所以唯一的解释或者说更好的解释就是说确确实实他们看到是复活的耶稣
The only or the best explanation is that they actually saw the risen Christ
所以我们来看、这个第三个见证的时候哈、啊
So let's look at the third evidence.
那就是天使的见证哈。
It's a witness of the angels.
那么天使呢，就是我们看到这些妇女看到了那个到了那个地方之后，他们什么看到了天使哈。
So when the women arrived to the tomb, they saw the angels.
那么天使告诉他们说，耶稣已经复活。
And the angels told them that Jesus has risen.
所以很多人呢。又出来一个第四种的解释哈
So there was a fourth theory coming out
叫所谓的幻觉说哈
It's hallucination
就是说这些妇女啊看到的呢她并不是啊真正的这个耶稣哈
This theory says that the Jesus they saw was not the real Jesus
说他们太痛苦了
They say because they were so painful
所以他们太想念他们的主了
And they think about Jesus a lot
所以当时他们是幻觉看到了一个人影而不是真正的耶稣
So they hallucinated about seeing Jesus
那么当这里也记载到天使出现的时候
And when the Bible recorded that the angels appeared
所以很多人不能接受实际上他不是不能接受主耶稣复活他可能是不相信有超自然的东西存在
Many people who do not believe in the resurrection Jesus not because of this fact because they don't believe in something that's supernatural
或者甚至是不相信天使的存在
or they don't even believe the existence of angels
那个幻觉说为什么说这种说法也大有怀疑呢
but why do we doubt this theory of hallucination
因为幻觉呀不是说像有一个开关跟电钮似的我一开关就幻觉就来我一关就没了哈不是这样子
to hallucinate is not as easy as turning on and off a switch
不是说我想看得到就可以看得到
It's not that oh I want to see something then I can see something
不是所有痛苦的人或悲伤的人我都能看到 我想见的人哈
It's not people who are in such pain or misery that they can see whatever they want to see
而且幻觉呢不知道有一个人看到几个人同时看到一个幻觉这个可能性很低的
For one people to hallucinate and therefore a lot of people to hallucinate and see the same thing all at once, is that possible?
这种可能性非常非常的低
It's very minimal
就算是有这种可能的话，
Even though there is such possibility,
我们知道主耶稣基督复活在哥林多前书第十五章第五节第六节这样讲。
And then, concerning Jesus' resurrection in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 5 and 6 goes like this.
那么除了这些妇女之外，耶稣还显现给他的门徒看。
Besides this woman, Jesus also appeared to his disciples.
所以第五节这样说，并且显给基法看，基法就是彼得。
And verse 5 says that he was seen of Cephas.
然后显给十二使徒看。
Then of the 12.
后来一时显给五百多弟兄看。
After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once.
其中一大半到如今还在。
Of whom the greater part remain unto this present.
却有已经睡了的。
But some are sleeping.
所以，耶稣不是显现一次，而是在四十天的当中，他多次的显现。
So Jesus did not just appear once. During the 40 days after his resurrection, he appeared several times to many, many people.
不是显给一个人两个人哈，
Not only appear to just one or two,
而是很多的人，
but to many people.
甚至这里讲到有一次是有五百多人看到。
And here verse 6 says once he appeared to more than 500 people.
这也就解释了我们下面第四个的见证，那就是这些门徒的见证。
And so this leads us to the evidence number 4, the witness of the disciples.
这些门徒本来是胆小害怕了，跑掉了，唯恐事情牵连到他们。
These disciples were afraid, timid.
但是我们看到，当见到了复活的耶稣之后，他们变成了完全不一样的人。
But they have become totally different people after they saw the resurrection of Jesus.
他们非常勇敢，大声地来宣告说，主耶稣已经复活了。
They have become very courageous and proclaim boldly that the Lord Jesus Christ has risen.
所以这些人甚至到了怎么样，不怕死的程度。
Even to a point where they fear no death.
我们看到早期基督徒为主殉道的不计其数。
So countless of people in the early church martyred for their faith.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们知道主耶稣真正复活。
Because they know indeed the Lord Jesus Christ has risen.
这个生命可以舍去。
My life can be given away.
因为主耶稣基督就会从死里面也可以使我们复活。
Because Jesus through his resurrection he can resurrect us as well.
这就是他给我们的应许。
This is his promise that he has given us.
圣经里还特别记载耶稣有一个门徒啊，十二个门徒有一个人叫多马的。
And the Bible especially record one of the disciples called Thomas.
他呢，当耶稣第一次向门徒显现，他没有在。
He wasn't there when Jesus first appeared to the disciples.
所以其他门徒告诉他，我们看到了复活的主。
So when the disciples told him that, oh, we've seen the Lord.
所以这多马说我不相信。
Thomas say, I don't believe.
除非我真的用手可以摸到他的钉痕，我才会相信是真实。
Unless I can touch his nail scarred hand, then I will believe.
所以我们后来给他起了个外号，管他叫怀疑的多马。
So later on, the Thomas was nicknamed the doubting Thomas.
所以当下一次耶稣再显现的时候，他在场。
So when the next time Jesus appeared, he was there.
主耶稣特别的走到他的跟前，把手伸出来，你要不要摸一摸啊？
The Lord Jesus approached him personally and said, "Would you like to touch me?"
多马是惭愧的无地自容哈。
And Thomas was so embarrassed.
他怎么样宣告？他说：“你就是我的神。”
And then he said, "My Lord and my God."
复活是这个历史上从来没有发生过这样的事情。
So the resurrection has never happened like this before.
主耶稣基督已经复活。
So our Lord Jesus Christ has risen.
而且他有一个完全不一样的身体。
And he has a totally different body.
所以当保罗在哥林多前书这样讲的时候，
So when Paul says this in Corinthians,
他说显给五百多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今怎么样还在啊。
See, among those more than 500 people that Jesus appeared to, many of them still remain until today.
保罗有这样的胆量可以把这个东西写下来。
Paul has such courage to write this down.
而且当时的书信是在教会里公开要朗读出去的。
And his letters were publicly read to the congregation.
如果你们有人不信，你们可以去问这些人。
So if any of you don't believe, you can ask those people who are still alive today.
因为这些人如今怎么样还在。
Because these people are still alive today.
所以不但有门徒的见证哈
，So not only do we have the witness of the disciples，
而且有教会的见证。
We also have evidence number five, the witness of the church.
所以教会怎么可以建立起来
？How can the church be established？
没有耶稣基督的复活就没有福音的。
If there is no resurrection of Jesus Christ, there is no gospel.
没有福音的话就没有教会。
Without the gospel, there is no church.
那么初期的教会可以在短期内有这么迅速的发展哈。
Early church can grow so speedily in the first century.
甚至在犹太人、罗马人的这个逼迫之下，教会还可以继续的生存。
Even under the persecution of the Jews and Romans, the church survived.
那么教会可以建立的本身就是一个证据。
So when the church can be established, that itself is a testimony, is a witness.
如果耶稣基督没有复活，
If Jesus did not rise from the dead,
我们传的福音就是假的。
The gospel we preach is a fake gospel.
那整个教会是建立在一个虚假的假设之上。
If Jesus did not rise from the dead, the whole church was based upon a false belief.
我们很难想象这样的事情可以持续几千年。
It's hard to imagine that such false belief can continue for thousands of years.
而且教会还在不断的发展。
And the church continues to expand.
所以这是教会本身的存在，就是耶稣基督复活一个很好的证明。
So the existence of the church is another strong evidence of Jesus' resurrection.
所以不但如此，也有一个历史的见证哈。
Not only so, we also have the witness of history.
所以这里面我们就看到最后一种假说，就是说迷信说哈。
So the last theory that we want to examine is called the superstition.
Yeah. 那么迷信说呢，就因为是说有些人认为说，哎呀，那个时代的人嘛，科学都不太发展哈。
People who believe in this theory say back then, you know, we didn't have a good science.
所以呢，他们就相信这些神话了，就很容易就信的了。
So people believe in superstition so easily.
所以我们在现在这个时代呢，我们就是不太容易相信这些东西。
So in our modern day, you know, with a science, it's hard to believe in superstition.
实际上不然的哈。
But it's not like that.
你要知道，当时就是犹太人的话。
You know, even the Jews back then.
那么他们当中呢，也不是所有的犹太人都相信有复活的事情。
Not all the Jews believe in resurrection.
所以犹太的有些教派的犹太教派人相信有复活的事。
Some of the Jewish sects believe in resurrection.
那么有一派的犹太人是不相信有复活的事情。
And another sect don't believe in that.
所以在旧约的圣经里头啊。
So in the Old Testament.
复活的事情提得很少。
There's a very few mentioning of resurrection.
讲的也不是很清楚。
It wasn't very clear.
所以基本上复活不是犹太教信仰的核心。
So basically, resurrection is not the core belief of Judaism.
但是基督教来说，我们复活乃是我们怎么样信仰的根本。
But to Christianity, resurrection is a foundation of our faith.
所以你要知道，让犹太人改变信仰是不太容易的事情。
So you know it's not that easy for the Jews to change what they believe.
但是最早建立教会、最早跟从耶稣的全部是犹太人。
But those people who established the church in the early church age, they are all Jewish people.
大批的犹太人啊，就是改奉啊基督教。
A multitude of Jews.Change their faith to become Christians.
如果没有耶稣复活的真实的见证的话，你很难相信这样的事情会发生的。
So without the true evidence of Jesus' resurrection, the Jews would not turn to become Christians.
所以当时的罗马人也是一样哈。
Even it's the same for the Romans.
所以他们的观念呢，受希腊哲学的影响。
Romans are deeply affected by Greek thought.
他们认为这个物质的东西都是坏的。
They think all the material things are bad.
那灵魂都是好的。
But the soul, the spiritual things are good.
所以人呢，在这个世界上为什么受苦？因为灵魂呢，就给 trap 在这个地方，在这个身体里面出不去哈。
They think our spirit is trapped inside our body, and we're suffering because of that.
所以如果你死了，你的灵魂就突然间就解放了，就自由了。
But when you die, your spirit is set free.
所以对于他们来说，你这个灵魂再重新回到身体，简直是不可想象的事情。
So for them to think that someone come back from the dead and re-enter your body is unimaginable.
所以让这些所谓的犹太人说的外邦人啊，来相信复活的事情，同样也很困难。
But for the Gentiles to believe in resurrection is also very difficult.
但是随着教会的发展，慢慢的外邦人的信徒就超过了犹太人。
But by the progress of the church expansion, more Gentiles have become Christians than the Jews.
所以其实任何一个时代，我们要相信耶稣基督复活都不是件容易的事情。
But actually, in any age, it's not easy to believe in Jesus' resurrection.
我们看最后一个见证。
And let's see the last witness.
最后一个见证什么？就叫反驳的见证。
It's called the witness of unsuccessful rebuke.
因为啊，其实是反对基督教的人和基督徒都知道一个秘诀的哈。
Both non-Christians and Christians know a secret.
你只要证明了耶稣基督没有复活，基督教就彻底完蛋。
If you can prove that Jesus did not rise from the dead, Christianity will totally collapse.
所以从基督教产生的第一天起，就有人反对。
So from the first day Christianity was born, there were people who are against Christianity.
直到今天，也仍然有很多人想尽办法，怎么样把基督教给他驳倒。
Even until today, a lot of people are still trying to overturn.Christianity.
其实最简单的办法，你只要证明耶稣基督没有复活，这个基督教信仰就不存在。
The easiest way to disprove Christianity is to prove that resurrection did not exist.
但是已经过了两千年了，很多人都试了哈。
But so throughout 2,000 years, many people have tried.
我们刚才已经讲过五个假设了。
We already talked about five theories.
可能还会有更多。
Maybe there will be more.
但是没有办法。能够真正提供确实的证据。
But no one can bring out actual real proofs that resurrection did not exist.
从这一个角度讲，我们就知道基督复活是没有办法驳倒的。
So from this point of view, we can say that resurrection is not refutable.
当所有的假设都不能成立的时候，
And when all the theories did not stand,
我们有没有想过，如果耶稣确实复活，这个对我们意味着什么？
Did we ever ponder if Jesus actually rose from the dead? What should be our response?
这是神行的最大的一个神迹。
This is the greatest miracle that God has ever performed.
这对我们的人生，那完全是一个颠覆的影响啊。
It is something that can turn our life around.
我们不可能不改变我们的行为方式，不可能不改变我们的思想。
Impossible that we don't change the way we think, we don't change the way we behave.
你看看我们教会祷告的时候，
Look at the church when we pray.
很多的事情都是为身体祷告，医治等等。
We pray a lot for our physical health, for healing.
当如果有复活这样好的消息的时候，
But when we have this such good news about the resurrection,
你要知道我们将来是一个何等美好的盼望。
You know, we have such a beautiful hope await us.
所以确实是改变人生。
So it does change our life.
所以今天在这个复活节的时候，我们特别跟大家一起来思想这七个不同的见证。
So today on this Resurrection Sunday, we pondered about these seven evidence.
一个很容易你听到复活，你不用想，你就可以拒绝这个说法。
Sometimes people hear about resurrection, they can easily reject.
但是如果你真正去思想的话，
But if you truly think about it,
你不可能不接受这样的事实。
It's impossible for you not to accept this fact.
那以前有一个有一个从台湾来的留学生哈。
Once there was an international student from Taiwan.
那他到美国读书之后呢，他遇到一个非常漂亮的女孩，他们就结婚哈。
After he studied in the U.S., he met a beautiful girl and they got married.
所以有一天呢，他就要去见这个女孩的父亲哈，要求婚哈。
So one day he was going to see the girl's father to make a proposal.
那么这个年轻人很优秀。
And this was a very outstanding young man.
这个女孩子非常漂亮。
And this girl was so beautiful.
那么这个女孩子，这个父亲就说，你要想抢我的女儿呢，我是没有反对的意见。
So the father said that you want to marry my daughter, I don't have anything opposing you.
但是我有一个条件。
But I have one condition.
因为 你要跟我的女儿结婚，你以后每个星期天都要带她去教会。
If you want to marry my daughter, you have to take her to church every Sunday.
因为这位父亲是一个非常好的基督徒。
Because the father is a very devout Christian.
他的女儿呢，其实也是信耶稣的哈。
His daughter is also someone who believes in Jesus.
但去了大学之后呢，就没有再经常的去教会。
But after she went to college, she did not go to church that much.
那信仰呢，在那一段时间内也是这样平平淡淡。
So her faith was dwindling.
但是他就答应了这个要求。
And the man, the young man, agreed to this condition.
哎，这个人还很认真的哈。
And he was serious about it.
你答应了不带去，也没人查你的嘛哈。
You know, if you promise, you didn't take her, nobody's going to check upon you.
但是他信守这个诺言哈。
But he kept his promise.
他每个星期都带着他的太太一起去教会。
So every Sunday, he took his wife to the church.
哎呀，他非常的痛苦。
So he was very painful.
我想特别可能是在这个复活节的时候，是不是
？Especially on Easter Sunday.
哎呀，每天要讲这些东西，他不信嘛，哈。
He didn't believe anything the pastor preached.
他于是他就跟他的好朋友去请教，哈。
So he went to his good friend, want some advice.
他说这个太痛苦了。
He said this is so painful for me.
我每天去他讲这些东西，我实在是不想听，哈。
I didn't want to listen to all the preachers.
于是朋友给他出主意。那就算了，你就不要去了，不就好了吗
？So his friend said, "Well, why don't you just give it up? You don't have to go."
他说不行，我既然答应他爸爸，这答应人家事情就一定要做的哈。
He said, "No, I cannot do that because I made a promise to her father."
哎，然后那个朋友就给他说：“这样啊，既然你去的话，你不如听着觉得痛苦，你换个角度去听。”
So his friend gave him another advice. Since you felt so painful going to church, why don't you change a little bit how you listen?
你看看那牧师是不是讲的有些有道理的地方啊
？Think about whether there is some reason or some you know good reason for the preacher to preach in such a way.
哎，他觉得这也有道理，他不妨试一试哈。
Say okay, I'll try that.
他去听的时候，可能还有很多他不同意的哈。
好 ，So even though there's still a lot of things that he did not agree.
不，他不再像以前说一听到复活马上就把他推掉哈。
But he did not reject, you know, every time that he hears about resurrection.
This time, 这一回他真是每一次都去思想。
So that caused him to think about the preaching every time he went.
所以基督教啊，就不怕这些乐意寻求、乐意思想的人。
So Christianity really did not fear those people who want to listen and who want to think.
所以最后的结果，他也信了耶稣了哈。
So at the end, he believed in Jesus.
那么他呢，后来是做了。Rutgers 大学的教授
，and then he became a professor of Rutgers University.
他是专门研究什么？研究那种军工的生产，做那种武器的哈。
His specialty was research into the military armory.
Yeah, 那他就做得非常出色的那个领域。
He was very outstanding in his field.
Yeah, 不过神后来呼召他，他就做了牧师。
And then later, God called him, and he became a pastor.
放弃了教授这么美好一个很好的职位哈，和他的职
业。He let go his professorship.
神也非常的使用他。
And God used him a lot.
在他的影响下，他很多的会友都后来也成了牧师。
So under his influence, many of his congregation members become pastors as well.
我就是其中的一个。
And I was one of them.
感谢主的恩典。
So thank God for His grace.
为什么我们乐意给出我们的金钱，给出我们的时间，给出我们的生命给这个信仰
？Why are we willing to give our money, give our time, and give our life for this faith?
因为耶稣基督已经复活。
Because Jesus has indeed risen from the dead.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow and pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
主，你真是不留一样的好处不给我们。
Lord, you did not leave any good not for us.
你不但赐给我们今生。
Not only have you given us this life.
你更赐给我们来世。
You also give us the next life.
你更赐给我们永恒的盼望。
You give us eternal hope.
我们为耶稣基督从死里复活而感谢主。
We thank you for the resurrection of Jesus from the dead.
我们求主，你让这复活的大能在我们每个人的身上都可以彰显出来。
And may this power of resurrection activated in our lives.
使耶稣基督在我们身上能够与我们一同死。
That we may die with Christ together.
也让耶稣基督在我们的生命中一同使我们复活过来。
That we also may rise with him together.
使我们每天可以活出耶稣基督的样式。
That every day we can live out his lifestyle.
愿主你祝福这个教会。
May the Lord bless this church.
愿主你祝福我们当中每一个人。
And may the Lord bless everyone here.
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
And we pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.